Hey again, you're listening to Market Mafia on Radio St. Pete. I'm Tara Britton, and Market Mafia is Tampa Bay's resource for connecting the movers, the makers, and the shakers within our handcraft and market community. We're a one-stop shop for finding craft markets happening everywhere from Lakeland to Sarasota. Every week, we're here taking a look ahead at what's happening in the Bay Area. This week, we're finally talking about something that we're super excited about every month, the second Saturday Art Walk. The St. Petersburg Arts Alliance hosts this monthly event that, as you can probably guess it, happens on the second Saturday of every month. Art studios and galleries all over the Edge District, Central Arts District, Grand Central District, Warehouse Arts District, and the Waterfront Arts District all stay open late and welcome the creative community into their studios and their galleries and their private workspaces that you otherwise might not be able to see. The second Saturday Art Walk happens from 5 to 9 p.m. and this month it's happening this Saturday, July 13th. When we say this is a huge event, we're talking about more than 40 studios and galleries and more than 200 artists who are available for you to pop in and talk to them, meet the makers themselves, buy from, and just celebrate this extremely creative community and artistic culture that we're living in here in St. Pete. Some galleries set out wine and cheese and little light bites or refreshments that you can enjoy, and this is really an experience. You can make an entire evening out of it. It's family friendly, and as far as hopping from one gallery to the next goes, the transportation situation for this event is really cool in and of itself. During the second Saturday Art Walk, you can hop on and off at 20 free trolley stops. The Art Walk trolley will go from the Edge District to the Central District, Grand Central, and Warehouse Arts Districts. But then there's also the free Downtown Looper trolley that will take you to the Waterfront Arts District. You can literally just kick back and enjoy the ride. If you're looking for free parking, you can find it on 1st Avenue North and 1st Avenue South from 15th Street to 30th Street. Or at the Clay Center of St. Petersburg, MGA Sculpture Studios, and the Dr. Carter G. Woodson African American Museum. The Arts Alliance has made it extremely simple. I know it sounds a little bit overwhelming having that many galleries and that many artists available that you're not going to be able to do it all in one outing. But that's what makes it so fun. You can plan to do this several months. And to make it simple, the Arts Alliance has made an Art Walk gallery and studio map so that you know everywhere that's going to be open, everyone that's participating, and you can use this printable map to plot out your plan of attack. This is a completely free event and celebration of everything that St. Petersburg's creative community really has to offer. There aren't a lot of events like this that are completely free, so you definitely want to take advantage of it, and it's a great way to just feel connected with our artistic community. We have a lot to be proud of in St. Pete. When you're visiting these galleries, you're going to be seeing paintings, drawings, pottery, glass, sculptures, multimedia art, and there's always new exhibitions open during the Art Walk. You might catch a national artist being featured or live music happening along the tour, and there's no set itinerary. You can stop for a cocktail or dinner along the way or grab dessert in between galleries. You get to drive the bus, not literally, we're gonna leave that to the trolley drivers, but you get to drive the bus in choosing which galleries you wanna visit, or maybe which neighborhood you plan to attack on the weekend that you choose to go. This weekend, you could focus on the Edge District. Another month, maybe you focus on the Grand Central District. The options are endless. Now, again, we could go on and on about all of the amazing artists and art galleries that you can see while you're on this second Saturday Art Walk, but we'll just give you a little sneak peek of what to expect. Some of the studios that are open during this are Craftsman House Gallery, Charlie Parker Pottery, Softwater Studios, the Morian Center for Clay, Creative Clay, and so many more. You might find artists doing live demonstrations. Or at the Clay Center of St. Petersburg, you might be able to watch the resident artists actually firing things. You and the kids, if you've got them with you, can even decorate a Christmas ornament. We will mention that one of our favorite parts of the Second Saturday Art Walk is the ability to visit the art lofts of St. Petersburg. Over 18 artists work in the art lofts, and that's located above the Florida Craft Art Gallery. One of our favorite local makers who you might see out at a market or a festival that has a studio inside of the art lofts is Blossom and Shine. If you don't already know Blossom and Shine, it's an incredible minimalist jewelry company run by artist Julie Dye. She mixes various materials like sterling silver, resin, and wood, along with sometimes Japanese papers to create one-of-a-kind handmade jewelry. During the art walk, you can actually sit down with Julie, see behind the scenes of her studio where all the magic happens, and even shop from her. We could rave about the St. Petersburg Arts Alliance and the Second Saturday Art Walk all day, but bottom line, we encourage you to get out this Saturday, July 13th, between 5 and 9 p.m. and discover all that St. Petersburg's artistic community has to offer. If you aren't able to attend this weekend, know that it's an ongoing event. It happens the second Saturday of every single month. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at The Market Mafia, where you'll be able to see us reposting all the details about this weekend's event, and find a full list of upcoming craft makers markets on our website, marketmafia.com. We include all major recurring events in Greater Tampa Bay, Jacksonville, and even Miami. Tune in every Friday and Saturday when we'll be talking about what's going on in our craft community. Be sure that you share your finds with us by using the hashtag #HitTheMarket. And don't ever hesitate to reach out. We love hearing your tips, tricks, upcoming events, and handmade tidbits. As always, thanks for supporting local.